Thanks for joining us on a brand new season of OHL News presented by CHL TV. As the 2023-24 Ontario Hockey League season gets underway, you can catch all the action from around the OHL every night on CHL TV. On this week's show, we chat with Michael Misa of the Saginaw Spirit. The first overall pick in the 2022 OHL Priority Selection was named the Ontario Hockey League Rookie of the Year last season after scoring 56 points in 45 games with the Spirit.
With Michael Misa of the Saginaw Spirit, hey, right off the bat, how was your summer?
It was good. It was pretty busy. Right when I got back, I probably took about a week and a half off, and then it was just back to work. And then I had a busy summer down in Europe. Went there for a couple of weeks, played in the Hlinka, and yeah, it was pretty cool because representing our country and being able to win gold.
What was that experience like? Because I know, especially when that tournament is in Europe, it's quite the thing. It's been a tradition over there for years, and I know the gold medal game was quite the atmosphere. But in your own words, what was that whole experience like for you?
Yeah, just like you said, the Europe fans are pretty crazy. The atmosphere it's wild there, and it's just it's a huge honor being able to represent your country, with the best players and in the country. And then, like I said, how we were able to win gold in overtime is something I'll never forget.
Away from the ice, what did you get a chance to see?
Yeah, we toured a bit in not Czech Republic. We toured a bit in Slovakia. We went to this castle, which was pretty cool. We had it was a bit of a trek to get up there. We had to climb or hike up these mountains, and then we got up there, but we didn't tour too much. But there was a couple cool things we did see with the team. And then after that, it was just games every day. So,
is it a case where going through training camp again and going through the preseason, you hit that point about that last 10 days where you're probably chomping at the bit saying, all right, let's go. Let's get this regular season started.
Yeah. It's good to see everyone back now in Saginaw. All the guys have returned from NHL camp. So today was actually our first full practice of our actual team. And we looked really good out there. So I'm just excited to get stuff going. I've been here for a while now, and I've just been anxious to get regular season underway. So I'm happy it's getting going this week.
How does this feel different than 1 year ago for you going into your first season in the O?
I think just a lot less nerves. I was really not as much. A bit nervous because I go in as a 15-year-old and just trying to perform it up to the expectations for exceptional status players, but I think this year, obviously the same work ethic, everything stays the same, just not the nerves aren't the same, and I know what to do when I'm on the ice, so that's what I'm going to be doing.
Is it the familiarity, both what's going on the ice, but also just the schedule, knowing what the routines are with team practice and games and bus trips and everything, where year two is sort of like, okay, I've been through a lot of those things. There's not going to be as many new things this season.
Yeah, absolutely. I think last year it was a bit tough just getting up early for school and doing the whole days at the rink and then coming home, having dinner and going to bed early. It was tough getting used to last year. You're tired a lot of the times, but there's just stuff you have to push through. I think this year I'm a lot more used to the schedule and just trying to help the younger guys, they're my age, but just the first year guys coming in, just trying to help them out, get used to the schedule.
Whether you come into the O at 16 or 15, obviously it's a big jump coming out of minor hockey. Looking back now, who helped you get acclimatized to the Ontario Hockey League last year?
Yeah, I give a huge shout out to my old coach on the Sens, Chris Stevenson. He really helped me become the player I was. I've played on the Sens my whole life, and he really developed me as a player. And I'd like to thank my brother, too, who, got into the O a couple years earlier than me. So he was able to share knowledge and experiences that he dealt with and pass them along to me. And, all my teammates on the Sens, we were a pretty close team there. So I always keep in contact with some of those guys. And, they all supported me really well.
Were there a few veterans in Saginaw last season as well that you found really helped you out in those first few weeks, just getting used to what goes on around the Spirit and the O?
Yeah. Mitchell Smith, Tristan Lennox, and Theo Hill all really they're really good guys and good people to be around. And, it's obviously a big deal when you have OAs that help out the younger guys. And Mitchell Smith was a great captain after he got named in. It's it's always great when you have good OAs in the room.
As a guy, obviously, as you mentioned, coming out of Mississauga and now moving to the U.S. and schooling, obviously, and getting adapted to that and just living there, you know, it's your second time around now. But, you know, what was it like just to be the fact of living full time in the United States from the Labor Day weekend till the end of the season?
Yeah, it was a bit different. Obviously, it's tough moving away at a young age and getting used to the whole billet situation. You just last year was a bit tougher because I was still young. So just getting used to the whole billet thing is... it was pretty tough, but I'm really comfortable with my billets now, and it's almost like a second home, and I'm really, really glad I have good billets.
Obviously, that's certainly, and we see that across the Ontario Hockey League. It's an exciting season in Saginaw coming up. We know you guys are going to be playing in late May as the host of the Memorial Cup. You guys obviously want to come in with an OHL championship trophy over your heads as well. Do you have to kind of take that approach of knowing, okay, we know how long we're going to play this year, but let's not take that Memorial Cup spot for granted?
Yeah, I think everyone's really pumped up about the Memorial Cup, but like our coach Laz has already made it clear to everyone, and I think everyone understands that our goal is to win the OHL championship first, and after we try and do that, we're going to move to the Mem Cup, but right now no one's really thinking about it. We're just thinking about trying to get to the OHL championship.
And is that where you just, indeed, you kind of... what goes on with the cup, we'll let the marketing people and those people deal with that. For you guys, it's almost like a regular season right now, and then you'll deal with the Memorial Cup later on.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's really focused on, you know, this upcoming game against Kitchener, and then we got our home opener, and it just goes after that. So I think we're just going to take one game at a time.
I'm not talking numbers by any means, but, and you don't even have to tell me what they are, but do you go into a season like this with certain goals for yourself? Winning, obviously, is number one, but are there certain things, and as I say, there may be some you kind of keep to yourself right now, but do you kind of go into that with certain things you want to accomplish this season?
Yeah, I honestly haven't really thought of any personal goals for myself yet, just play the best I can when I'm on the ice. In terms of team goals, like you said, winning each game, just working the hardest I can on the ice and trying to help my team success moving forward.
That was Michael Misa of the Saginaw Spirit, the 2023 Ontario Hockey League Rookie of the Year. That's going to do it for this week's show, our debut edition for the 2023-24 Ontario Hockey League season. OHL News is presented by CHL TV. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.